Okay, we're up to Perek Beis, Masechet Ma'aseh Hasheni. Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Yud, Miksos Bon of Tumeim, Miksos Batarim. They have some children which are Tumeim, some are Toharim. So therefore, you bring them to Yerushalayim, Aniach Es HaSelavim, Rabbi Omer, you put down the cell and you say, Masha HaToharim Yishoysim, Selazo Mechulel HaSolav. Only what the Toharim eat should the cell be redeemed on. Okay, so we have a picture for this? No.
Yeah, he's drinking.
There's okay, so let's see over here. Masha Toharim Yishoysim, Selazo Mechulel HaSolav, Nimsu Toharim Yitumeim, Yishoysim Mikad Echad. One pitcher. So you have one pitcher. Okay, you have one pitcher, and this guy is drinking it. And this guy is the one, this is Adam Tohar, Adam Tameh. When he drinks it, so it shall have Kedusha. Then we see the Matveh shall, the mouth that he drinks should be redeemed. And when he drinks, it should not be redeemed. Masha Tohar Shay says,
How much
they drank, they keep Cheshon. Yeah. They'll keep Cheshon exactly how much they drank.
Serious?
Yep. So Masha Atar Shoy says Samech L'Shiyasa Yehid Matbeir Mechul Olav Hanisha B'kai Hu Yayin Shal Chulin Matbeir Shal Ma'aseh Sheni V'Matbeir Shal Ma'aseh Sheni Nizchal Rekal Masha Shoshosa Tohor V'Shor Hayayin Nishar Chulin V'Yochol Hatam V'Shos V'Lecha Shosa Tohor Nimsu Tohor M'Tmei M'Shos M'Mikan Echad. Good, you got it? So Misha Yemnix Bon Av Tmei M'Shos M'Tohor Manich Ez HaSel You put on the cell and you say Masha HaTohor M'Shos What they drink, selazo mechulal osolav. This selah should be redeemed. This selah should be redeemed only on the part of the jug that the Torah drinks. But nimsu tohayrim utmeim shoysim mikad echad. Okay, that was Perek Beis. Is that good?
Mikshasim b'nav, mikshasim tohayrim, mikshasim tohayrim, meniach.
As a selah, you put the selah in the middle. You put the cell down in the middle and you say, Masha hatohayrim shoysim. Only what the children who are Torah drink. Only with regard to that, selazo you're supposed to bring the wheat. He's not. So what should say? So what does it say? Lo yom baal hachitim lachaveru ha'alas peros elu shlaim b'ushlaim nechalak ushlaim nechalak as a peros b'neinu. And now they arrive. They arrive up to Yerushalayim. Here's the balachitim. Here is chaveru shein balachitim. Achatz yishnoit el chaveru hu bavur sechoro is the wages. I owe you money.
Why?
I owe you money. You work for me. You've done work for me. You're my employee. You are my employee. So I owe you money. So therefore, the way I'm going to pay my debt. Chaveru shu bala bachitim. Achatz yishnoit el chaveru hu bavur sechoro. Shehela as a peris yishlaim for the hard work of bringing yishlaim. Nimsa balachitim poireya as chayva beperis meiser. So therefore, you're now allowed to take the meiser and use it as payment for your wages. If you do me a service, you're going to transport it. Okay, you're a taxi driver. I'll yishlaim lechalek and we'll divide it there. What can you do to me? Elo imelo halim ha eli said halim shenaychleim v'nishteim b'yishlaim. Bring it up. So what does that mean? Haleim, the nearer kimazmina lechol imo v'zemoter. So as long as he's doing the same exact thing, we'll haleim, bring them up. Bring them up. Shenoy chleim, we will eat them. We will eat them and we'll drink the shlaim.
We'll party.
We'll party. So even though he's doing it, he's not going to do the effort. He's not going to do the hard work.
But he's
in a way that does not explicitly indicate that it's payment for your services.
Correct.
That is correct. Next, avolaystim zelozem manaschinam. What's this?
The Aleph?
We never do the Alephs. This explained. What do you mean? It was explained. Okay, I don't remember when they said that.
Is a matana. Huh? Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Give the guy Latana. He schleps your stuff and he ended up giving it to him. You're giving half of it to him.
Matana.
Surely Matana.
Okay, what is it over here on the top? Abul Ktsas Kosha. The Harezu.
You never learned
the Alpha Foot. I don't know the flow of the language. The Ktsas Kosha, the Harezu, the Ainsach Lamazu, the Mutulema Halim, Koshkan Shmutulema Lazim, Lululululul Halim. The other Kosha, the Hokvar Tony Lelbish Perkam, newly the Hoki Kamar. El Omloi Halim the Have. So he explains it as if you said Kimazminoi the Hare Omru Aval Noistimze. So this is an explanation, because when you go and you say Halim, Shinoi Chlaim Benishim, Yushlaim, it's equivalent to saying I'll give you a gift. Okay, so this over here is this line over here is really an explanation. El Omloi Halim, Shinoi Chlaim Benishim, Yushlaim. And now it's like when you do that, it's like and now you're basically giving him a free gift. You're giving him over here a ma'naschinam.
Good.
You're not allowed to purchase truma because of my shem. Okay, it's purchased. You're not allowed to buy truma. Okay,
what do you want to buy truma for?
Why you're a kohen? Let's say you're a kohen. You want to buy truma. You're still allowed to sell truma, but you're not allowed to use money of my shem to purchase truma. That's it. Okay, simple.
So
what do you mean, Mamait?
It's
you're taking
down exclusive, probably, right?
The Truma Asur Litval Yom Lazam, because there are more restrictions. Because if you're a Tzvul Yom, you have to make more restrictions. Therefore, in the Mamait, there's no restrictions. So, therefore, you're going to take the Trumais and you're going to make it Mamait, you're going to make the Truma, therefore, you're restricting yourself on how you can eat it. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter. The Sava Mutal Habi Kadosh, no, it's a fool, you're allowed to be in Kadosh, no, it's a soul. Are you allowed to take the money of Meister Sheni and purchase a carbon shlamim? Of course. In fact, that is the ideal thing to do. So if you're allowed to go take the money of Meister Sheni and purchase a carbon shlamim, al achas kama v'kama, you're allowed to purchase truma. Because shlamim has even more restrictions. Shlamim has potential of pigul, noiser, and tameh. Are you allowed to take the money of Meister Sheni and purchase a carbon shlamim?
No.
Yes, of course. It's permitted. That's the ideal thing, in fact, to do. You're allowed to take the money of Meister Sheni and purchase a carbon shlamim.
So what's the problem there?
So therefore, if you're allowed to use this for Meister Sheni, for shlamim, Allah has come, you can take the money of Meister Sheni, you can purchase Chuma. Because Chuma has less restrictions than Maisa Sheni. Simple. If it was Mekel Bezivche Shalomim with regard to a carbon Shalomim, Shuhu may be in the Pil Mesotame, which has very all of the restrictions of Pil Mesotame. Like Nakal, but Truma has no restrictions.
So only this man, Reb Shimon holds that you can buy Truma.
You can buy it. Simple fair, Shimon Mati.
Because if you can buy,
of course you can buy it.
Truma. Go.
Amulay, they said no. Ma'im Hekel is Zivra Shlam Shahin Shemu Tam Lazarim. You can't compare because it comes to Shlam, even though it's Takashu, the Rishish, but it's good for the common man.
Nakal, but Truma,
Shemu Tam Lazarim. Next, Misha, you learn most of your Shlam in person. I need the money with Sarachlo.
He has money in
your
Shalam.
With Sarachlo. Lohem, and he needs the money.
Okay,
I need the money. The chaver peros. Your friend has peros. Your friend has peros. I'm the chaver. How are you? Most ilu buchlo ma perosecha. The money.
The money for?
He needs to go pay rent. He needs to pay the hotel bill.
But now we see he's taking the money. He's buying peros. What's going on here?
So let's see. Let's see what it says. Misha ilu buchlo ma perosecha. He needs the money. The chaver and his friend has peros. Yeah. I'm the chaver. How are you? Most ilu buchlo ma perosecha. Nimzeichal peros. But harav halah said tzarcha most. Therefore. I'll now take the money for myself, and the payers will have kedusha. Now, why were you going to listen over here? It's over here. The Rav, says,
right.
You want to go buy, pay rent. And your friend wants to do you a favor. You have a good friend. You're willing to redeem the payers. Oichel peirosa b'tahara, shechala kedushas meiser al peiros, the kedusha of the meiser, what's the problem? Shechala kedushas meiser al peiros, the kedusha of the meiser is good.
He buys the peiros of him.
He doesn't buy it, you don't buy it, you redeem it. You take the kedusha that is in the coins, the kedusha. You just magic, hocus pocus. I want the kedusha that are in these coins, I want it to be transferred to this fruit.
That's it.
So shechala. Fine, that's it. Okay, v'halois apirach l'mos v'lo yomakein l'amarus ella b'dray. What does that mean? V'lo yomakein l'amarus shulchu choshu l'achilus peris b'maisa b'tuma. Don't do this if your friend is in Amaretz, because then he'll eat it b'tuma. He's not going to eat the peris with the kedusha. Ella b'dmai nich goin. I think it's a little bit my kigoin. Imchayu moyus. I think it's kigoin. The mistake. Kigoin. Imchayu oisal moos ma'isa sheni sholdomai. If the money in your possession is not vadai, it's not vadai ma'isa sheni. If the money in your possession owns a sofik, oz mutar limkor lo loyma lo afilu amaris to shem hamoos ein ma'isa. Because then you can be because then since it's not a vadai, then it's mutar. Good. Let's chaz the mishnah. My money is the kedusha that's in my money should be transferred to your fruit. The friend will not eat the fruit b'tahara in the laws of Ma'aseh Sheni. And you, so you can take the money, you can use the money to go do whatever you need.
Pay the
rent. Do not do this to Amaretz. Do not, because Amaretz is nechshat and eating the fruit in the state of tumah. Ella bidmai, unless the money that you have in your possession is not vadai ma'aseh sheni, it's a dmai, it's a suffix. So then when it comes to money that's only a suffix, that we can trust the Amaretz, we can trust him.
Well, maybe he's talking about the Amaretz is bidmai.
What? No, the Rav says the money in your possession, if the money in your possession, what do you mean? The money in your possession is money of dmai. So it's a suffix ma'aseh sheni. So now when I redeem the money in my possession upon the peros only have a suffix kedusha. Because the peros are no better than the money. The money is only a suffix kedusha. So the peros are only a suffix kedusha. So when you're dealing with a suffix, then we trust the Amoritz to eat the peros to be kedusha.
Go, later.
Mishnah Dali, peros be Yerushalayim, most be Medina. By peros in Yerushalayim, most be Medina. Oyim hari amos, haheim. Oimer? How do you have Paris in Yerushalayim? The money is a moshel ma'aser sheni chutz liyushalayim v'tzarach lahem. I have money in America. The cash is in America. Okay, the money is in America, but my parents already, there are parents in Yerushalayim. I have children who live in Yerushalayim, and they have in their possession fruit. They have fruit in the refrigerator.
Fruit.
And I want in America to say I want the money over here. I have money, my shit. I need to pay the rent in America. I want the money, the kedusha of the money, to be transferred to the fruit that is in Yerushalayim. I support children in Yerushalayim. They have in the refrigerator fruit. So I want the kedusha of this money that's here in outside not in America, because America is loaded by my shit in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say I live in Modim Ilit. You know that place is?
Very nice.
Let's say I live in the Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh. What?
Your brother lives
there? He lives in Beit Shemesh. Let's say you live in Beit Shemesh. Right?
You have one brother in Beit Shemesh and one in...
I only have one brother in Eretz Yisrael.
Same. And you have one in Lakewood.
One in Lakewood.
Never met them.
Never met them?
No.
Umos Bamedina. Okay, you have money in Beit Shemesh. And the peros are in Yerushalayim. Peros Yerushalayim Amos Bemedina Oimer Harei Hamos. You can say Oimer. You can say Harei
Hamos Bemedina Oimer Harei Hamos.
Haheim Mechulal Ma Peros. I want these money to redeem these peros. Harei Hamos Haheim Mechulal Ma Peros Elu. You can do it.
Yerushalayim.
Kei Yachol Lechal Peros Yerushalayim Amos Bemedina. Here's where Yerushalayim. Here's the most chutz Yerushalayim.
Can we read the next case?
Okay, next. Most in Yerushalayim. The other way around. Pum fakert. I have the money in Yerushalayim. Look at the wall. See, I have the wall of Yerushalayim. I have money in Yerushalayim. I have Paris and Dino. Ima Harea Hamos. Ha'ilu Mechualma Paris Ha'im. So then, you can do it also. You can do the money in Yerushalayim can be redeemed the peiros in chutz to Yerushalayim. That you can do. Uvad shi'alu ha'peiros v'yachlu b'Yerushalayim.
Why would I do that?
You need the money. That's why. I need the money. I need to spend money on rent. I need to pay the malamed. I need to use the money for another need. So therefore, even you could even do it. Even the money, even though the money is in Yerushalayim, you can redeem the kedusha and out of Yerushalayim. Then you need to just make sure you take the peiros. You bring up Yerushalayim. You do the peiros in Yerushalayim. Mishnah Hey, most nichnasos liyushalayim the yotzos yosos
money
can go in and out yoshav yotzos uperis nichnasim in it's the one way street. Mishnah Hey, Omer after uperis nichnasim yotzos uperis also can nichnasim can go in the yotzim. Mishnah Vav.
How do you do it according to Reb Shimon?
What do you mean how do you do it? Reb Shimon says
uperis yotzim.
He holds mutar lahoytzia peros kedei l'toychnan la'afos and you can take it out yoshalayim. I bring, here's the peros, I bring it into Yerushalayim, I can take it out for a purpose. If I want to grind, let's say I want to grind it and bake it, I want to use the grain in order, and there's no place inside Yerushalayim to do the preparations. What's the problem? But only time you're allowed to go take it out of Yerushalayim, you want to do the purpose, to grind it, well, the achazir nachaka in Yerushalayim, the ain halacha kira mishum gimliel. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah says shemul gimliel me'af haperos to losu yaitzim. Next Mishnah. Peros nigmur melachton. Uva'avu b'sech Yerushalayim peros nigmur melachton. It's finished. The melach is complete. What do you mean it's complete? L'maiser ki detna per kam the maiser says izel gornon l'maiser. Okay, you finished it. The peros now everything you need to do has been done. So now at this moment of time you meruach, you smooth the pile in the silo. That triggers the obligation when you smooth it, when you smooth the peros. What's wrong?
Nothing. You're looking around like there's something wrong.
Something's bothering me. Can you tell? Can
no,
you tell?
No. No way. No way. What you got off your chest? Let's go. Peros.
Peros shenigmur melachtan. Peros shenigmur melachtan. Whatever b'soch shem. Peros shenigmur melachtan. Whatever b'soch yishlaim. Yachzor ma'aser sheni shlochem b'yechav yishlaim. Okay. The past in Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Shenigmur melachtan. Ma'aser gedam berakam with the ma'aser. Ezer gaim with the ma'aser. The avu b'yishlaim be'oidam tevel. And they passed through Yerushalayim when it was tevel. You hear, ma'aser? You did not yet separate. You did not separate the ma'aser. Okay, so the peiros are tevel. Peiros nigmur melachtan be'oidam Yerushalayim. Yachzor ma'aser sheni shlochem yachzor ma'aser sheni shlochem yechav b'shomer zamin. Therefore, even though you did not yet separate the fruit and designate it as being Ma'aser Sheni, it's as if you did.
So it's Nigma Malachtam, and then you went beside Yerushalayim with these Nigma Malachtam fruits?
But it's still Tevel. You did not yet separate. Yachazor Ma'aser Sheni Shalem. So return.
And then he leaves Yerushalayim, he goes home, and then he takes off the Ma'aser Sheni, he has to go back and give. Yes, to go back.
I'm not sure. Yachazor, the Kosav, Matan Shalom, so what does that mean exactly? Let's see. Peres tevel shnigma malachtan kev tevel. Darehe mechuyam mubharshav of maishas. Maishas sheini. We make as if he already was mafresh, even though it's tevel, but we make the yizu mafresh. Afal pisha dain lo hifresh min a peros maaser sheni roi nois hakilu hufresh lukatlu mechitz shlaim v'shuv osser. It is forbidden lohoitzi l'maaser sheni according to Tanakam. We're now following the Rishim is holding its mutter because he's l'shitosai. But according to the Chum, you're not allowed to take the fruit of fruits as a yishlaim.
Rishim was the first man over?
Rishim was the... We didn't get to Rishim yet. No, we didn't get to Rishim yet. No, we didn't come to yet.
That was
a Tanakam? Tanakam. Rishim also lohoitzi l'maaser sheni michus to shlaim. You're now allowed to take it outside the walls of
yishlaim. It says
yachzah. So there was yachzah means yachzah. Basically means no. So here he's translating it loosely. Yachzah basically means you're not allowed to leave. That's what he means over here. Okay, that's the common denominator of this and this. You're not allowed to leave. Yachzor ma'aser sheni shlochem yechav Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to leave the walls of Yerushalayim. V'shaloi nigmur melachtan. But let's say it's shaloi nigmur melachtan. Kegoin, for example, Shlomo is going sali anavim legas v'sali tainim la mukze. Baskets of grapes that are going first into the gas. Yeah. So these are fruits that are shaloi nigmu malachtan. It's not yet. They're not yet even chayve meiser. V'sali tainim la mukze. Baskets of figs la mukze. What's la mukze? V'shloim malachtan. Sali anavim legas. Avol sali anavim lechilu nigmu malachtan la mukze. Makom sheshachetim boy sheshoytchin boy tainim liyavish koy mukze. A place where you let the figs dry. You see this here. Here's the picture. You let the figs dry in the field in order to you lie them out in the sun to dry out. Okay, so that's called lamuksa. Baskets of grapes that are on the way to the gas. For example, what are examples of Shloim Nigma? Sale baskets, yeah. Anavim Lagas.
What does that mean?
That are on the way, baskets of grapes are on the way to the threshing.
Sale to Enam Lamuksa.
Or baskets of figs that are on the way Lamuksa to the open area where you want to let it dry out. You want to let it sit in the sun and dry out.
Yeah.
So Sale, Anavim Lagas, Sale to Enam Lamuksa, Beshama, so therefore these things are Shloi Nigma Malachtan. And they have passed through the walls of
Yerushalayim.
What's the lamdis? The lamdis is we don't know. It doesn't say.
It's
not shalindig malachtan. It's shalindig malachtan. He's always machmir. You can do whatever you want. The Shimon says, "Amir, Savar." Wait. Says you pod there, you pod there.
You can
eat it. Whatever you want. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer says Mishum Biyosef. Wait. What does that mean? What do you mean? You can eat pod there? What's mean you pod there?
You pod there out of con. You take.
Let's see. You allow to redeem it, redeem the kedusha on those fruits onto money, and eat the fruit outside of Yerushalayim.
Right.
But according to the Beis Shammai,
you have to use the money to buy.
Right. The money eventually, since inside, but the food itself, if you have real ma'aser sheni, where it enters, you can never take it out. Since over here, it's not yet hufresh and shaloi nigma malachtan, you can do it. They don't disagree. Everyone agrees, even the truth, you got it wrong. You got the Shayat Pin Rabbi Shammai wrong. Everyone agrees. Even if it's nigmara milachtan.
Why would Beis Hillel say that?
Nope. Because I was not yet mafresh. The bottom line is, it's still tevel. Remember, that's tevel. Peros nigmara milachtan. It's tevel. It's tevel. Peros tevel. So that's the one. That's not so far-fetched to say such a svara. That since it's tevel, it's mutter. Period. We had demai. What about demai? You bring in tevel. That's demai. What?
It's suffic.
Nichnas v'yoytzei v'nifte. Everyone agrees. There's no issue whatsoever. 70. Okay, 70. What's 70? We had demai. Is nichnas v'yoytzei v'nifte. We had demai tevel. Shall the my tevel of the my nichnas shlaim v'yoytzei v'nifte chutz shlaim alacha shiyata yiratza v'insoch lachsa v'hach seifel l'tanakama itzoch l'liv d'beisel. This is a chiddush according to the Tanakama, based that even v'yoytzei that's machmir, but v'yoytzei
is machmir what?
That if once tevel enters into you, shlaim you're not allowed to leave. Once tevel enters into you, shlaim you're not allowed to leave. But everyone agrees that when it comes to demai tevel shall demai, you are allowed to leave. Right, here we go. Meister Sheni Shaldemai. Meister Sheni Shaldemai. Maestro, it's not Tevushal. No, he says Tevushal Demai. What's he saying over here? This picture is the wrong picture. Is the right picture?
70.
V'nifteh. But it says over here, V'yetzei v'ademai, Tevushal Demai. So what's he saying over here in this picture? It's Tevushal Demai. So what's he saying over here? Maya Shen Shal Demai. Oh, right, that's Demai. Tevel Shal Demai, right, here's the case. Regular Maya Shen, Pashat, we're not no Chidushim here. Maya Shen Shal Demai, you want to leave?
Yeah.
Of course not. Maya Shen Shal Demai, if it's the real deal. Even if it's Demai, this is the Chidush. Ma'aser sheni shel demai, even if it's peros, and it's demai, you're not allowed to leave the walls of Yerushalayim. Ma'aser sheni shel demai, mechitos oyer kolos also collected, ve'ein rashay lo hitzim Yerushalayim. But if it's tevel shel demai, we will make it. Tevel shel demai, mechitos oyer in kolos as a ma'aser sheni shaboy, rashay lo hitzim Yerushalayim. You're allowed to take out of Yerushalayim. And then you can redeem it. You can be mafresh my shenel almost on money, and you can eat that part outside of Yerushalayim. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to stop over here. We're out of time. We're up right to Mishnah. How many more Mishnahs to finish the parak? A lot. Wow. I have a lot of stuff to learn. Goes on and on forever.